From Milwaukee to Marshfield, where passion meets purpose and policy meets people, this is the Maggie Dawn Show.
We as Republicans, as Democrats, as independents, as liberals and conservatives,
get ready to challenge the status quo with a fresh perspective on the issues that matter to you.
If it was bad before today, I cannot believe how much worse it has gotten.
If we don't band together and protest, our democracy will be gone.
Breaking down the complex world of policy and politics with clarity, conviction, and just the right amount of fun.
And I'm freaked the frickin' frack out.
Lawyer, economist, and fearless advocate for the truth, here is Maggie Dawn.
Welcome, everybody, and happy May Day. If you're one of those souls out there protesting today, I say congratulations to you for being the very literal embodiment of democracy in action. Tens of thousands gathering in Philadelphia's capital to hear Bernie Sanders speak. Protests across the country today, May Day, International Workers' Day, Law Day here in the United States. We may get to that if we have time. But at this moment, we have so much breaking news to cover that I want to start there. A number of news pieces breaking over the course of the last few hours. I want to start with Donald Trump's removal of Mike Walls as the National Security Advisor, which happened this morning. And then a few hours later, by a Truth Social post, Donald Trump announcing to the world that Mike Walls will be appointed as ambassador to the United Nations, an organization that Donald Trump has nothing but disdain for. Interesting to note on this piece is that Mike Walls, of course, will have to face Senate confirmation for his appointment to UN ambassador. This is absolutely critical. He will have to be sworn under oath and no doubt will be asked questions about Signalgate. Recall, of course, that Mike Walls was the one who created the Signal chat, adding, by accident, the editor of The Atlantic. And in that Signal chat, I'm going to call this Signalgate 1.0, Pete Hegseth then sharing war plans for the bombing of the Houthis in Yemen. Of course, Pete Hegseth doubling down with that national security breach and the incompetence in a different Signal chat, sharing that information with his wife, who has absolutely no business knowing that, as well as his brother and his lawyer. All of this putting our country at great risk. Technically speaking, appointment to the UN ambassadorship is a promotion. But to me, this seems like, let's get Mike Walls off the playing board. Somebody's head has to roll for all of this complete, demonstrable, daily circus-style incompetence from the national defense apparatus and security apparatus. So let's make it Mike Walls. He's pretty sure to get Senate confirmation to the UN ambassadorship. He was generally well-liked in Congress. So again, you leave Pete there, which... for a minute there, everybody, I thought, wow, is there a tiny little glimmer of accountability in the Trump administration? Oh, no, 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 Maggie. No accountability. We'll leave the even more incompetent clown in charge of the Department of Defense. We'll take the second most incompetent clown other than Hegseth and Trump and the rest of them, and we'll give him a pseudo promotion. So that's what we've got going on, which should then beg the question, well, who the heck is going to be the National Security Advisor? Well, let's just give that to little Marco. Former Senator Marco Rubio, a man who today bears absolutely no resemblance to the senator he once was, a son of immigrants who has abandoned all of his prior values, policy positions to curry favor with MAGAverse. Yep, we'll add the National Security Advisor role to Marco Rubio's already expansive brief. Just by way of reminding you, Marco Rubio is supposed to be the Secretary of State. He's also the acting director of USAID and the acting director of the National Archives. I don't think you need to be, you know, on the inside of how the federal government works to know that no one person can do all of these jobs. And it begs an even bigger question, which is this: the Secretary of State is supposed to be the person that flies all over the world, negotiates, has private meetings with heads of state. They're mirror in a foreign government trying to help build and sustain the security of our nation. Marco Rubio ain't going nowhere. He's going to be tied to the Oval Office. That's where he's going to be. So who exactly is doing all of that negotiation to help keep our country safe? Well, the answer is not really anybody, and maybe it's Steve Witkoff. This is the guy that's been helping with Ukraine. But I'm also going to remind you or share with you that Steve Witkoff's son, okay? Steve Witkoff's son today was on a stage in Dubai with Eric Trump announcing yet another incredible layer of Trump corruption that absolutely boggles the mind. Haven't heard about this one yet? Don't worry. I will share all of that with you before we get out of the show today. We got lots going on. We're going to dig in a little bit more. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. If that wasn't enough, we've got another MAGA throwing their hat in the ring to become Wisconsin governor. So much going on today. My name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network, where we're all about real news and great conversation. You're going to want to join this one. I'm going to call this the Donald Trump Reign of Terror by Error. There is no element of Donald Trump's administration to date that is not riddled with evidence of both rampant corruption and utter complete incompetence. These things have very real world consequences. For example, reporting is saying that there are fewer intelligence briefings occurring at every single agency that is part of our national intelligence apparatus. They're just not happening. The briefings that are happening are shorter, less on details. Agents within our national security and law enforcement apparatus that had been assigned to terrorism task forces have been pulled off of intelligence analysis and investigations relating to, you know, places like Iran, organizations like Al-Qaeda and ISIS. They're not doing that work anymore because they have been reassigned under the guise, the label of terrorism, to the performative deportation debacle, which is literally on a daily basis being ruled by an increasing number of courts to be utterly and completely unconstitutional. And that brings me to the other bit of news that happened today as well. The same federal court judge in Texas who was appointed by Donald Trump made two absolutely critical rulings today. In the first, this Trump judge, as he would call him, ruled that folks facing deportation under Donald Trump's invocation of the Alien Enemies Act may proceed to challenge their deportations as a class, as a group, under habeas corpus. This is critical. Proceeding as a group, often with arguments or lawyers provided by the ACLU and other rights organizations, enables people facing deportation to receive, to get a hearing, to raise their concerns much earlier and more easily than if they each individually had to secure lawyers and challenge them. So that is a huge ruling. As if that wasn't enough, that one was in the morning. A couple hours later, news broke that that very same federal judge, the Trump judge, the guy that was appointed by Donald Trump in his first administration, has also concluded that deportations of people under the Alien Enemies Act is unconstitutional, is illegal, that his invocation of the Alien Enemies Act is badly founded. This, of course, makes sense. Because the Alien Enemies Act has only ever been invoked when our country has been in an actual war. And indeed, that Trump judge in Texas basically said, Yeah, when you read the act, it requires an active invasion by a foreign army or a war. And we don't have those things. So zooming way out, what have we got? We've got a crashing economy, global economic chaos, prices rising, our economy slowing down. Why? Not because of a natural disaster, some cyber attack of existential proportions, a global pandemic. No, because of one man's cruel folly. We have our national intelligence and national security apparatus in complete and total incompetent chaos, a reign of terror by error. Pete Hegseth, no one can argue that he's actually qualified to do that job. Nearly his entire senior staff, his closest advisors, people on Team MAGA, have either quit or been fired. Mike Walls, the national security advisor, yeah, he's gone. Leadership ranks within the Department of Defense, the National Security Agency, and our entire intelligence apparatus, no one knows what's going on. I've never worked at that level of the federal government. I worked for the federal government when I clerked for a federal appeals court judge after law school. But I worked in county government, which is not either by scale or just level of complexity comparable to the federal government. And I can tell you how challenging it is to ensure that departments continue to do their good work, that they're actually working for taxpayers and residents and citizens, that they're delivering what should be delivered on behalf of the constituents of that jurisdiction. This isn't easy stuff. And they're not jobs that you can do as performance art. You cannot BS your way through these things. You actually have to have some substantive knowledge. You have to be an administrator, an HR manager, oh yes, and a subject matter expert in that particular area. All of that is gone. This isn't a clown show, though they are clowns. What they're more worried about is taking photographs dressed up in flak jackets. They're more worried about makeup studios than whether or not our country is secure. And all of this to make this completely bogus pitch, this, again, performance art to their core voters, to the MAGA faithful, that yes, of course, we're making things safer. It's the exact opposite of that. And why is Congress silent? And by silent, I mean the MAGAs. Literally silent. For the last 2 days in the House of Representatives, there have been markup committee meetings on the House Reconciliation Budget Bill. And in response to every single Democratic amendment, Republicans said not a word and voted unanimously to reject those amendments. I'm going to tell you why Republicans in Congress are so afraid, and it's not just about Donald Trump, and I'm going to tell you who they're really afraid of when we come back right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.